faces a crisis. And one of the factors will be the Wu-Tang Clan.
I just wish you were here.
Damn.
So we must all be prepared.
Them niggas on the Fed's been on them niggas all the
What I'm gonna do when it's cold
Look,
outside.
The niggas in the bag right now. We zipping the nigga off, so.
Way to start off, you know, when it's cold outside.
It's brick out there. It's brick
like
out
20
there.
Degrees of pure heat. It's actually warmer than it was when I walked over here. Tell you the truth. When I got here, it was about 13, 14 degrees outside.
It's brick out there.
And as soon as I step in the house, 20. And as soon as I leave, 2. Watch. I guarantee you that popcorn's good, by the way.
Yo, thank you.
I don't even eat popcorn like that.
Well, this is the classic 365 organic white cheddar popcorn. I mean, when they start selling white chocolate popcorn, you know.
Oh, then I'll be all up on it.
Endorsed by Jason Williams.
Is he gonna have the white chocolate tatted on the popcorn?
Of course. Oh, and then you're gonna what you do? You take a kernel behind your back. Back to your other hand, and you just need to eat this.
Or you just dish it off to somebody, or turn it over.
Work, well.
Throw it out of bounds.
Every time you pick up a bowl, there's going to be like 6 kernels on the outside of the bowl that you drop. Yeah, man. So what's how you doing?
I'm good. You know, got a couple things going for me right now. You know, as you already know, the move out to Baltimore coming in next 2 months.
And that's why I want to plan that cold outside right there, because, you know. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? That you gonna be hearing a lot of that shit.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm gonna hear a lot of OJ the Juice Man, cause that's really what's popping out there. And let's see who was some
Wale.
Gucci Man. Oh yeah,
Wale.
Yeah, Wale. You know he got it on and popping out there. Well, just basically nothing from New York. Oh, and Boss Man. How can I forget Boss Man?
The Big Boss Man, you mean?
No, not the Big Boss Man. Boss Man.
You sure you're not going to get the Boss Man slam? Or,
No. Just Boss Man and I guess Nails. You know, you're going to start battling Nails every now and again.
That's just going to be crazy. So you get...
That's what I'm looking forward to. Just a whole bunch of that.
The rapper that came back from nowhere, you know, the rapper that Boss Man put in jail. He's back. Mm. Orange jumpsuit and all that shit.
And then when he loses, he'll turn to Kane a couple of years later. You know what I mean?
True. I shouldn't even make fun of that, because, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Gucci Mane was in his orange jumpsuit on the cover of his album.
Well, that's what he's been used to for the last couple years anyway. You know?
That, and you know what
Did
I
you
mean?
Hear that trash he put out recently? Something about lemonade, something, some type of, something about a yellow Ferrari, basically.
I heard that in my brother's car. You know what? What we need to do, since we're 4 minutes into the fucking thing... 4 minutes into it, let's introduce ourselves. You go first.
Oh well, you know, according to my cousin here, my name is Mark Tool. Mark. So I'm gonna go with that. My name is Mark Tool, straight out of Brooklyn here in Brownsville. You know, showing love, you know, to my cousin over here. He invited me, and I'm happy that you brought me over here. Got a nice little setup too.
Well, the setup is not that nice since we're talking into the same microphone. But still,
they didn't need to know all that. You know
what
I'm saying?
My fault. Don't worry.
Quiet.
They'll be able to hear it. They'll know. They'll be able to tell when they hear this. I'm telling you, man. It isn't quite the setup that I was looking at. But this shit is still working. I'm Joe. I run MusicSlam.com. And if anybody ever listened to the other stuff that I put up, this is actually Chris. I need you to know. And I just called you Chris. You know, you should introduce yourself as Mark. Yeah. Anyway, Chris, fuck it. Yeah. This is actually the 28th mix that I've done.
28th?
Yeah.
I want you to know
that since the website has been up, and I started it when I was in Florida because there was nothing to do.
But can I cut you off for a moment?
Oh, sure.
I need to let people know I am the one that predicted. I am the one busy, the one that created, that predicted the 50 Cent and Dipset beef.
You did?
Years before it even started. You know what I mean? I knew that 50 was a little too egotistical to let another faction rise above his G-Unit. Unfortunately, as I read in there recently, that 50's latest album, Before I Self-Destruct, got certified gold, even though it only sold 300,000 copies plus. It did not get to 500,000 yet. But I guess, you know, if you have that much power in the industry, you can actually do that and get away with it. So that means I put out an album, you know, a couple days ago. It sold like nothing. So I went platinum yesterday. Just based off, you know,
what you say?
Based off what I say, you know, because I got it like that, you know what I mean? So I'm a platinum, you know, platinum sound recording artist, even though I never even put anything out.
I mean, I don't really understand how that works. I mean, they get you for shipping mm-hmm. gold, but yeah. I would have figured that they would have shipped more than that. And he probably would have shipped a million copies just because they would expect him to sell that much. He sold what? What was it? 600,000 last time? 650? When you went against Kanye?
Yeah. That was like first week sales, right? And the thing is, all right, if he got certified gold this time around for selling less than gold, what happened with the other albums then? See, now I have to question these things, because if you sold less and got, you know, counted as for more, I'm gonna look at your other albums like you probably sold less than what your certification says, because his first album allegedly went diamond. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, you know, that's, for those who don't know, Diamond is 10 million records sold. Is it 10 million records sold, or was it 10 million records shipped?
I would guess it probably sold that much. I mean, back then, they didn't really have a reason to lie like they do now, because nobody sells anything.
But then you're talking, what, 2002?
2003,
all right. So he sold, basically, he's outselling Jay-Z on Black Album.
In 2003?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was supposed to be Jay-Z's last album, you know what I mean? Jay went triple platinum. And I want to stick on the topic of Jay real quick.
Okay.
Now, with Jay, this is supposed to be the best, the greatest of all time, right?
That's what everybody says.
This is a man who's allegedly the greatest of all time, but have never sold more than, I believe it's 4 million records.
I think, well, that was volume 2.
It's volume 2, about 4 million on records, so 4 times platinum. Now, if that's the case, Will Smith has albums that sold more than 4 million records. So if you're the greatest of all time and your highest ever is 4 times platinum, that's to me saying that if you're great, then the rest of the rappers are godly. I mean, because you just average based 4 million. Even DMX have gone over four times platinum.
What are you trying to say? You trying to equate record sales with greatness? I mean, I know he does, but still.
Matter of fact, you know, if he's great, then Foxy Brown is the greatest female MC of all time, because China Doll sold 3 million on copies. Yeah. Let's go with that.
let's not go over. That album could have sold 8 million copies. That doesn't make it the best.
Well, but Jay's saying he's the greatest of all time. And even if you put all of his albums together, he still has not outsold Eminem.
No, I think his first album, I think Eminem's, not first album,
his second
one,
went outsold 14 million copies.
Yeah, it's sold more than anything that Jay's ever put out. You put them all together.
Yeah. because and Reasonable Doubt, I mean, it's not fair for me to say because Nas's Illmatic didn't go platinum until later on. Neither did Ready to Die.
But Reasonable Doubt didn't go platinum until like 3 years ago.
Yeah. And
that was people starving, thinking that for some reason Jay-Z was really going to retire.
Well, that's a good point. So I guess if he never did that,
it wouldn't have ever been sold.
Wow. That says a lot about Jay then.
Did I just disrespect Jay-Z like that? I'm sorry.
I'm not really trying to say that like Jay-Z's garbage or anything like that. But
sounds like this.
Well, I'm just taking a knock at his credibility. Like he can flow, you know what I'm saying? He can spit, you hear this Imaginary Play, that's a good song. You know what I'm saying? It's off of whack. Is this off the second album?
This is off the second album. This is one that I think was probably he has an album that has like three good songs that like, but they sound out of place on this album. Cause this is like a, I don't know.
This is the biggie throwaways.
Yeah, these beats you can hear them. They're right from right down to the ad libs. These are tracks that probably would have been on. they probably would have been on Ready to Die, or would have been B sides on singles that Biggie put out.
Well, I mean, I unfortunately have in my lifetime.
Hey, I have it too. I got this shit on here right now.
Yeah, I have in my lifetime, and you know, I hear songs like Where I'm From and
this song.
Yeah, this song. Rap Game, Crack Game, where, you know, once again he's on Nas's Johnson. You know,
and Andre 3000 samples.
Yeah, that's true. And I listened to that album and I wanna like it so bad. But then songs like Sunshine comes on. And well, this is a good song, but it was just like,
you like this song? I hate this fucking song.
No, you know why I like this song?
This song is whack. This is the, you know, Biggie is barely cold and thinking like, it's alright, man, you could be dead. You could be dead.
This is why I like this song. I didn't like this song for lyrical content. This song, every time I hear it.
You like that Don Henley right there?
Yeah. You belong to, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me want to go back and listen to Phil Collins. You know
I understand.
And I love that about it, you know, and of course, how can I forget the, you know, man, you gotta be kidding me, thinking that you'd be king and why, and Nas was still out. This before Nas took his little, you know, little nap,
dip.
Yeah, his little dip for a little bit, and then Nas came back and he still smashes you. I mean, I can say that Jay-Z is nice, but I cannot call him the greatest or the best, not even the best rapper alive, because
he's not the best rapper alive.
No,
yes,
he's not.
He is.
No, he's not. Who has he beat?
I can't believe I just came to his defense like that. That was strange. I wasn't expecting it to jump out and say he was the best. But I mean, how can anybody be better than him? I mean, how can you look at this? Okay,
he's better than Eminem.
He's better than Eminem. He's better than Eminem. Okay. He's definitely better than Eminem. Okay. You know why he's better than Eminem?
Why?
I don't know why he's better than Eminem. But he just is.
He's,
I mean,
better than Nas.
He's better than Nas.
Hell, I don't understand this.
Look, and it's not just like crossover appeal, even though he's got that. I would say that he's had the most consistent career of anybody rapping, and you know that doesn't make him the best ever, but that makes him the best going right now. I mean, he's got bad albums, but even his bad albums have good songs on them.
I'm going by content, Not just sales and all that.
And I know that I'm sort of breaking my own opinion here by playing this garbage in the background.
Yeah, I'm listening to it, and I'm just seeing that colorful ass video, and on the roller coasters and all that. You know what I mean? With the shiny suit, man, like he was supposed to be down with Diddy.
Like he was supposed to be. Yeah, look, he was gonna. I mean, if it wasn't for Biggie dying, I don't know where he would be right now. He might be.
Matter of fact,
he might be Cameron.
I'll take it even further. Big Dime.
Ah, that's funny. Did you hear that lyric? She ain't deaf. She was.
Yeah, she was. You know, I'll take it a step further. Not just if it wasn't for Biggie Dime. I honestly feel that even his ride didn't really come until Pun passed. Because Volume 2 came out around the time that Pun passed. And it didn't have the takeoff because Pun was still killing until he got deaded. You know what I mean? And then it was just like, okay, now there's nobody in my way.
I definitely think that Big Pun was probably next in line. He was going to be the next dude from New York to really blow
up. And that's a shame, being that he came out way after Jay did. You know what I'm saying? So you've been establishing this game, and you still let the newcomer come and just basically push you to the side.
But that's because he was better than Jay-Z. And back when being better than somebody in terms of skill mattered.
That's what I'm talking about. And as far as skill, Jay-Z is not the best rapper alive. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that back.
You should take that back. That's just not true.
Rapper alive. He's not the best. He's not the best MC. He's not an MC at all to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there we go. I say that. He's not an MC.
He's still a rapper. Going with that?
Yes, he's a rapper. He is not an MC.
You know what?
I'm not the only one who said that. Marley Marl said it. That's what, and DJ Premier said it. Ha. Huh. So
old time.
If DJ Premier said it, it is law.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know what? He needs to respect. DJ Premier needs to respect his elders. There you go. Nah, man. But look, Big Pun is great. You know what I'm saying?
I love this version of
Big Pun.
By the way,
it's probably the best. He might be the best lyricist that ever that ever did it.
Right. That's why I put on Facebook that question about between him and Big, because if you just jump out and say Big right off the bat, I want you to give me a good, give me all the reasons. Not just say, because he's from New York. Oh, so it's fun. Oh, he's Brooklyn. All the Brooklyn people are going to say Big, but people who listen are going to realize that, all right, Pun's lyrical ability, not just his lyrical, but his delivery. It's like, it's hard to top that. You know what I mean? It's hard to top that. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. My opinion, Big was better. But I was watching the documentary Big Pun the Legacy, and one of the things that they pointed out, the big difference between Biggie and Pun, minus a couple hundred pounds, was the fact that Pun was not afraid to be playful on the track. You know, they're not afraid to show everything about him. While Big was more like, I'm gonna be gangster all the time, even in my soft joints for women. I gotta be that thug nigga for. The gangster hustler dude.
But then that's the same thing you can say about Jay-Z. I mean, his career. I can't believe I got myself on this side. I don't want to be on this side. I don't want to be on the defending Jay-Z side. But I got to.
Well, you're here, so now
I'm
stuck.
I'm stuck now.
You gotta stick with it.
But the truth is that he's got a lot of tracks for a lot of different, a lot of different types of tracks. He's got party tracks, he's got gangster tracks.
But
track.
He sounds the same
all the time, but it's not the same. I mean, okay, switching up your flow, that's important. But, I mean, he can switch up his flow too. He's had different kinds of songs. Not as many as I was, he didn't change his style as much as even Biggie did when he was alive. And Biggie only has two albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not much diversity, but there is diversity though. I mean, he's got a style. I mean, and I think that
he doesn't even have an identity right now.
You got me stuck again.
He doesn't even know if he's corporate hove that he was on like a couple like an
album on Kingdom Come. But
yeah.
Look,
and then he went back to
nobody could stand that dude.
Yeah, and then he went back to. So hustling hove, listen, we've heard every hustling story from this dude. You know what I'm saying? He has about like 8 different albums of straight hustling. I sold this. I know this already. Don't beat me in the head with it. You know what I mean? You've been telling me this for years now. I understand. Yes, you was a hustler. I'm proud of you. You made it from the streets. You came from the gutter and you're still here. I understand. I understand. You know what I'm saying? But don't. Go from, all right, I got the suit and tie like you had on the American Gangster, American Gangster, album cover. And then after that, now you're Swagalicious Hove on
Blueprint
3.
In the Run This Time video.
Yeah, now you're wearing tight pants, glasses with no lenses and the nap fro.
He's like, I don't know. He's not sure if he wants to be, Dwayne Wade. Or if he wants to be Dwayne Wayne, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to rock his different world look, but also be kind of styling. I'm not really sure about he's never been able to dress. I mean, that's one thing Cameron was right about. Yeah. He doesn't have any style. I mean, he tries to rock. He's biting Biggie with that with that suit and tie shit anyway. Yeah,
that's true.
So, I mean, you know,
he doesn't, like I said, he doesn't have an identity. You know, say everything for him is just, well, this is what's hot right now. I gotta stay with it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I don't know. He gets
Big and Pun set trends.
I'm gonna stand on the defending Jay-Z side, but I will say that I don't understand how. You know, I could read a magazine or I could go on the internet and I could read reviews.
How the King of New York wearing chancletas and say.
Exactly. How he gets credit for being like a pioneer or a trendsetter or sticking with, you know, or being ahead of the curve. When that last album was not ahead of the curve, he was just trying to be with the curve. He was trying to, he got a lot of guest appearances from people that really, he didn't let him get any shine. I mean, he had Drake on the album, but he didn't give him a verse. He had Kid Cudi on the album, he didn't give him a verse. He had J. Cole on the album, he did give him a verse, and he did a good job. But, I mean, he's not really ahead of anything. He's just trying to... I mean, he's been doing that for a long time. Every time there's a hot beat, he throws himself on a track. I mean, right. We can go back when he did when Hustlin', he was on that for no reason.
He gets bodied a lot of times when he does get
the... Well, not on that one, though, because he was on with Young Jeezy and Rick Ross. 2005 Rick Ross. So, you know, he had no risk of getting
mean,
hurt on
you
that.
You mean future Biggie Rick Ross, according to
future, look, man, I know you try to you. Ah, oh, man, damn, I'm defending. See, you got me again. Now I'm defending. I've defended Jay-Z already poorly, and now I got to defend Rick Ross. Look, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say it right to you. You know what I'm saying? Deeper Than Rap. That was one of the best rap albums of last year. And I know that says more about what came out last year than the album, but it was good.
Now I've heard that many times that it's, you know, one of the best albums. I can't really talk. I haven't heard it.
I mean,
I can only go by what I've heard from Rick Ross.
I mean,
So I think I can't say that he's garbage or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Say he was garbage.
Oh yeah, he was.
I didn't like. I mean, everybody likes the song.
His voice was different back then too, like the way he sounded. You know, but you know, he stepped it up a lot. You know what I mean? But to give him the, like, I felt like the spirit of Biggie was talking to me type of thing.
That was retarded. I need to put that story up on the site, because I mean, I should get some negative comments about that shit, because I mean, that was just ridiculous. That was like a total falsehood.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not feeling that in the least bit. I felt disrespected by that. You know what I'm saying?
I got biblical on that. I didn't call it a lie. I called it a falsehood.
Falsehood.
But that's it. I mean, he's good. He's good. But you know, but he's not great. I mean, he's good for the situation right now. He's good in the environment that he's in. I mean, this shit right. This. I mean, I hear him, and I think that his music. He's getting some of the best producing.
This song.
Getting
is
some
tough.
Of the best producing that. You could get right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, you know, it's not like Cameron, where, you know, he was getting the best production for a while and he was wasting those beats with his corny rhymes. This guy, he's improved like a great deal.
The one thing I will compare him to Biggie with is that his demeanor is very, very similar. Like, the way he, not just because he's fat, but the way he carries himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's real, like, laid back. He has that, like, I know I'm nice type of demeanor, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really have to say nothing to you. And, you know, his battle with 50 Cent last year, it's proved, like, he stayed consistent with how he was dissing. And what 50 was doing wrong was he was doing exactly what Rick Ross said that 50 was going to do. You know, like, he's like, you're not going to out-rhyme me. You're going to try and make jokes about me. And, you know, through other ways, you're going to talk about me. You know what I mean? You're not gonna rap about me, and that's what 50 did.
That's exactly what he did.
You know, and that's why people was laughing at 50, because, you know, it's like, you're not showing anybody that you can rap. And then I look back at other 50 battles, and I listened to Back Down just yesterday. I was listening to Back Down.
Who was that for? I don't remember.
It was for Ja. But it was. It was kind of weak, but it was the ending of the song that was so funny, with the, you know, with the tranny stylist, you know, Oh, I just got to fuck Jay-Z on the instant messenger just now. You know what I mean? I listened to the tranny stylist that they had in there that Philly tried to play and I found that kind of funny. You know what I mean? Like it was, you know, and that's it was those type of things that was killing Ja. But Ja's replies to the song were good. Where he came straight at 50, except when he forgot how to spell murder. You know what I mean?
You mean M-U-R-E-D-R-E?
Yes, murder. You know what I mean?
Murder.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I didn't know what he was trying to do there. And then let's go to the Hail Mary track. You know what I'm saying? Where 50 just basically took all of Pac's words and twisted it around.
And that shit was corny.
Yeah. Eminem and Busta really went off on that track. And that was about that. You know what I mean? But I didn't respect it, and any further battle, I didn't respect it. Even when he going at Fat Joe, I think lyrically he's losing that. He lost that battle.
He doesn't have this. He doesn't have those kinds of skills. I mean, the truth is, he got over in the game by attacking. You know what I mean? He's the weakest dude in the game.
Right.
Like somebody that nobody was looking at as someone that was tough. I mean, that's not why Ja Rule was popular. It wasn't because he was such a gangster. He knew it himself. He put out that first album, and there was some tracks on there that was hard. Yeah. But he knew he was a singer. He knew that was his shit. That was an R&B. You know, he had an R&B kind of rap. And that's what was popping. I mean, okay. Now, here we go. Let me say something that's even more dumb than defending Jay-Z. If anybody took over the whole kind of pop kind of rap that Diddy was doing or that he had Biggie doing for a couple of tracks, it was Jay-Z. I mean, it was Ja Rule.
Yeah,
because I mean those songs had a lot of hooks, and you know he even had his own hook singer.
Yeah,
you know, so I mean you can't really. I mean he got at him, and he you know 50 Cent he crushed him. He finished his career, but
I still think Ja killed his own career
by trying to be something he's not.
Yeah, by trying to like prove 50 wrong. You know what I mean? When if he had just honestly. I think if Ja had never answered 50 or had just like pretty much dismissed him like, yo, you just some new kid trying to get on, like how Jay be
like
doing
how Jay did, like how exactly what Jay-Z did to him.
Cause
Jay-Z, and Big Pun did to him.
Yeah. And I think Ja would have probably still, well, he wouldn't have still been around because rappers like that have fallen
off.
Yeah, hard. I mean, matter of fact, If Ashanti couldn't sing, you know, stick around in this time where there's only three R&B singers in the game,
it's true.
You know, then how would you have thought that Ja Rule would have stuck around? You know, Lloyd can't be around now. There's only like three male R&B singers. You know what I mean? And I want to switch topics real quick.
Hold on, wait, before you do, this is a good song.
Yeah,
this is a good song. I mean, you know, like I don't want to say he's. I don't want to, again, back to the Rick Ross. I don't want to say that he's not as good as Jay-Z. He's not as good as Jay-Z. He's not as good as Nas. But he doesn't embarrass himself when he's on a track with them. You know what I'm saying? Like he goes and he's all right. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear him.
Like Jay did on the I Did It For Hip Hop track with Nas and Luda, where Jay had the last verse, but it was the worst verse on the track.
Right, right. I mean, but I don't step away from these tracks going, you know what? I wish I hadn't heard that track. I mean, he does what he does. I mean, he's got his persona. I mean, that's the thing. At least again, another one. If he's like Biggie in any way, is that he has a persona and he sticks to it. And every track, he is what he is. And you know, yes, he will rhyme Ross with Boss. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's got that. Everybody's got that thing that. Everybody knows they're gonna say,
you mean like,
or they're gonna allude to.
Let's see, Prodigy. You know, they don't. Mobb Deep. They don't condone anything. You know, that's their thing. Mobb Deep. They don't. Everything is something that they don't condone. I mean,
right. I mean, it's just. I mean, it's a crutch. It's a crutch. It's a lyrical. It's a lyrical crutch. I mean, it's a persona, but it's also that's what they say.
Yeah,
that's so you know it's them when they're rapping, and he's got that his you know lyrically he's improved. I mean he's improved more than anybody else. I mean you know you heard Soulja Boy's first album. You know the next 10 albums he does, and yes he's gonna do 10 albums. They're all gonna sound exactly the same. He'll get a better producer, but his style is not gonna get any better. But this guy, I hear him, And I think that the next, if he stays around for a few more years, and man, somebody's gonna hold this over my head, he's gonna be really nice. Not the best or anything like that, but I mean, you know, you can't hear his stuff and be totally like it's trash, because it's not.
I can say that.
Not trash. Yeah, that's as far as I'll go. Not trash.
T.I. had a similar rise. You know what I'm saying? He was on, at one point, he was aight.
Yeah.
And then he just got nice.
And one of the things that, you know, and one of the things that you got to do, I mean, that every rapper does, is that you got to say you're the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? T.I. was saying he was the best when he was garbage.
Luda had one of the better rises too, because his album, his lyrical ability has gotten, you know, better and better and better. I mean, he doesn't stick to just, like, he'll, you know, he'll put out that one, you know, sing-songy party type of bullshit, and then after that, it's just like you get real songs out of him, man. And you know, you gotta appreciate something like that. But you know, we did for the last, I'll say, well, 20 minutes, because we had like the first couple minutes introducing ourselves and
fucking Rick Ross discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say we named a bunch of rappers. A lot of people can't do that now, because I feel now you can't. Let's say like me, I like Method Man, I like Nas. That's two rappers. A lot of people now can't name two rappers that they like because it's not cool.
To like a rapper or
no,
rap?
No, to like no, to like more than one artist.
Oh,
you have Lil Wayne fans that will say that everybody else is whack except for Lil Wayne, unless you're talking about, you know, Young Money. And in truth,
that crew is whack too. So, I know you're not. Are you about to have to say something you're gonna regret? Yeah. Like I did with my Jay-Z is the best rapper alive and Rick Ross is not that bad.
The best rapper in that group is Drake. Yeah, I said it. Drake is the best in that group. You know what I mean? And I think, honestly, he's not just the best, but he has the most. He basically, to me, has the most talent. You know, and that's more because I can't.
Wheelchair Jimmy? Huh? That's your man right there, Wheelchair Jimmy?
Yeah, Wheelchair Jimmy. You know, ACL tier. I mean, Aseel.
I'm telling you, he's the Michael Redd of the rap game right now. You know what I'm saying? Injured, came back, you know, 100%. And then
if he gets injured one more time, he'll turn into the Greg Oden of the rap game.
He'll be the Penny Hardaway again.
You know, but I think Drake is the best in that group, because everybody who has to rhyme with him in that group has to step it up. And it was proven in that that Forever track. You know, like, Drake went first. That was a really good verse, and Kanye went, and it was another pretty good verse, but I don't think it was as good.
Play a track from your man here.
That's good. Not my man.
And now you're in the
best. I mean,
put you in the barrel right now.
Yeah, and
that.
I think that when Wayne came on, he had the weakest verse of. Well, he had one of the weakest verses of the whole year with that shit that he was saying. And
he's an alien, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
isn't that right?
He's always an alien. I don't know what the big deal is with him. Like, I'm not a big fan of Wayne. I never was. Not ever since the Bling Bling thing. And I think my hatred for Wayne goes back to Born Again, when Puff had a big verse and put it with the Cash Money Millionaires.
He was on that album?
Yes.
Wait, Born Again, you mean?
Born Again.
I don't have that album.
I have that album. On Born Again, matter of fact, it's on here. There's a track.
Stay on it.
There's a track with, you know, Lil Wayne and all of them in it. And it was disturbing. You know what I mean? It was very disturbing.
Let me turn this down.
It was very, very bad. And it aggravated me a great deal to hear that, you know, to hear that track. I'm trying to see which. Oh, I don't even
don't
have,
worry about
I
it. We
got have it on here.
Don't worry about it. We got that Drake. We got that Drake. We good. Drake and Trey Songz. You know what I'm saying? Two R&B singers on one track.
You lucky I don't have it on here, baby. That would straight disrespect you. That one song. man. But you know, the way it was when I heard that, and I'm like, you rapping with Big, you know what I mean? Well, dead Big, but still, it's a Biggie verse.
I mean, I never liked those albums. You know what I mean? I mean, those are things. I mean, I could do that right now. I mean, I could take a verse of Biggie's and then rhyme with it and act as if, you know, act like I'm respecting him by that track when I'm really disrespecting him.
Yeah. No, and I think Diddy did.
What did Diddy do?
He disrespected Big in a high level with those two albums, especially with Born Again, because that was, matter of fact, I think Big was only like on 5 tracks on Born Again. I mean,
yeah, take that.
This the song that had, you know, Diddy thinking, oh my God, I'm back it's in him. The studio with Biggie again. No.
In fact, let's turn this up. Be right back.
You ain't even gotta count the money. It's all left. Boss. All aboard. Last train to Patty. Photographer's dream, count cream as my days bring. I'm after cheddar, dead and money. Yeah, I chase cream.
Turn it down, please. That almost sounded like we were going to take a break and listen to that whole song. But then I look down and I see this song is like 6 minutes long. And I'm not going to sit here and first have to listen to this verse again and also hear Diddy's, 808s and Heartbreak. Singing delivery.
Well, Diddy sounds better as a singer than he does as a rapper, tell you the truth.
You're just saying it because you haven't heard him rap in a long time. You know what I'm saying?
No, his skills. I have pressed play.
I have pressed play too. But like I said, I haven't heard him in a long time because I listened to that once and then I stopped. And that was like 3 years ago.
I mean, here we go.
It's the Dirty Money. All right, I'm turning it back.
To the rhythm of my love for you.
I just laugh mostly when he hits that quote unquote high note.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah. Auto tune can't save that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you try to do.
If you don't wanna stay, you can go.
There's no way you can save that. No way. If you can't hit that note, don't try.
Garbage. That's garbage. Yeah, you can only bend the note so much.
You should have hired Lisa Fisher if you want a high note, man. That's right. Throwback.
Wow. Lisa Fisher?
Lisa Fisher.
How can I ease the pain in my ears after hearing that
exactly.
lyric?
Exactly. You know, I got the live version of that, you know, on the comp.
How does it sound?
It sounds good. They take away the beat, right, you know, in the background. I just let her go, and she just, you know what they do? They wave the hands up to let you know that, look, I can sing really high.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It was ill. Oatmeal in a winter, talking leather interior.
Oak wheel in a center. I mean, this is not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not good, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's listenable.
Yeah, you know. And it benefits from having a beat that's, you know, a real good beat.
Yeah, but, you know, I was asked why this beat was used. And I was like, well, Puff executive produced it.
I think that was a Hitman production right there. So
yeah,
that's his.
Yeah, that's his beat. That was on, you know, in my lifetime. You know what I mean? And which, as you look on the back, it says, you know, executive producer, Puff Daddy.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something that you might not know.
Okay.
And I don't know if I have it here, but that beat is not originally from that album.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. You know, me and, you know, I'm hungry, you know, me go and me look for samples. I can't remember which one this sample is. Did you see the other day I put on Facebook the Doing It sample?
Oh yeah, I got that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that for you.
My Jamaican guy.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Let's hear that. Yeah. Sing it. Sing it, Diddy. Sing it.
Yeah, my Jamaican guy, Grace Jones. Yeah. Yeah, squeaking my chair.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I mean, that beat is really, is classic. It's like instant, that beat is instant, like, credibility right there, even though for a song it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know LL was doing that, you know, doing it to, you know, her Jamaican guy, but.
Well, you know. You know. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
And looking at Grace Jones, just, I don't know.
Well, she's Jamaican, so you know. Yeah.
Oh God! This guy.
Let's go, man,
Gorilla Black.
I mean,
this man needed to get shot.
See, this, but this is what I'm talking about. Oh, see, damn it, Rick Ross. All right.
Uh-huh.
He might act and dress like Biggie, but at least doesn't try to sound like Biggie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's got his own sound.
Well, Rick Ross does a lot of shirtless things, and like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we never saw that with Big.
No, you see that with Fat Joe. You know, and well, I like Fat Joe, for the record. I mean, I like Fat Joe. I would defend Fat Joe.
These guys just want you to know that the names that they have are not just, you know, they're not just names. When he says he's Fat Joe, I mean, he's fat.
He's not slightly overweight Joe.
Yeah. He's not Husky Joe. He's Fat Joe. He's not trying to change. He's not like Heavy D.
Nah. I mean, if not Heavy D, he's just...
He's medium-sized D right now.
I mean, he's extra large D. I mean, he's not, you know, the triple XL like he was before.
He could stop. He could shop a casual male again and not
He doesn't have to go to big and tall.
Oh, Lane Bryant.
Yeah. Ashley Stewart and all that.
Ashley Stewart, you know, Ashley Stewart man.
Ashley Stewart.
What? You know what's corny about this is that he actually got some of Biggie's producers to work with him. He actually had some Hitman beats on this song.
Which is disrespectful. Man, they should have heard him and be like, nah.
Well, they miss making beats for somebody to sound like that.
Yeah. This is like the first time I heard this song.
Thought it was big?
No, I knew it wasn't big. Because as soon as he started, you know, rapping, I was like, yo, this guy's garbage. Who is this? But that's sort of, you know, I saw what he looked like. I'm like, yo, what? He looked like Big. You know? And he needed to get fucked up on set.
Well, you never really came across the country to, you know.
Oh, no. You know, Wendy Williams endorsed him, too. Like, bigged him up on BLS. She got,
well, who cares? What does she know about hip-hop? He hasn't been a hip-hop producer, DJ, in, like, 15 years.
Well, ever
since she got blackballed off of Hot 97 all those years ago.
And, you know, black-eyed off of Hot 97.
Because he made the mistake of saying that homeboy was gay. Puffy.
Yeah, well, she also got black eyed over there. Yeah, let's not forget, you know, that, you know, Angie Martinez, you know, from as rumor has it, you know, Angie Martinez did put the beats on.
You don't have to say rumor has it. This is the internet. This place is all about falsehood. Well, yeah, it's all about lies.
Well, Angie Martinez put the beats
over
Wendy Williams.
Exactly.
But then again, a lot of people get beat up at Hot 97. Sway and Tech got beat up by Jaheim.
So, how do you get beat up by...
Now, you remember when Sway had that broken arm?
That was funny. That sounds was, you know, forget.
Yeah. You know that then when Sway had that little, you know, he had the sling on his arm?
Yeah.
And it's like what happened was Sway had called Jaheim gay. And so he was trying to allegedly call him.
How are you going to call Jaheim gay?
Said that he was gay.
I don't know if he's gay or not. How would Sway know?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know, but
him and Erykah Badu head wrap that he has all the time.
Jaheim was in New York at the time and drove to the radio station and beat him up. I mean, like, severely. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. You know, just in case anybody thought he was gay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Told him.
Take his ass over tonight, baby.
Could it be that I'm beating your ass right now?
Man, I'll be on the mic.
So he doesn't mess around.
Ghetto classics.
Ghetto classics, ghetto love, still ghetto.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure. You know, make sure you put that woman first. It's important because he's got the gangster, you know,
why
explicit
do you call
language.
Somebody gay for putting that woman first?
You know? Well, you know, come on. How much rap have you heard where, you know, you absolutely do not put the woman first?
Yeah.
I'm saying,
that's a good point.
Man, a lot of women get abused in these tracks. And that's what we need to change. That's not where we're going with this.
I mean, he could have easily taken a whole different route with his Teddy Pendergrass sound himself. You know what I mean? But he didn't. Well, he did have one song.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even try to say that he never traded on his Teddy Pendergrass sound likeness.
He did. I had to think about it.
And it was a hit.
Yeah, it was. I had to think about that. Yeah, that song with Nelly Metta.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, I don't have. I know you would have loved to have that playing behind us.
Oh, no. No. I don't listen to that guy. There's a couple of people I don't listen to, you know. Like, you mentioned Soulja Boy earlier. That whole clip that him, Vic and Get Silly and all that trash, I don't listen to that. You know, and the thing, you know, I'm 26, and I've watched, and because, you know, my uncle was a DJ, so we got to hear a lot of hip-hop music from young. So we got to listen to the game change, and I ask the question all the time, who now can rap in the 90s? And I don't think that there's too many people. Maybe between 5 and 10 people.
I mean, it's tough to say that. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of stuff, a lot of older stuff. And I gotta tell you, the temptation is real strong to, you know, to do the thing that everybody does when they get to a certain age and just say that music stopped being good in this year. And then cut off your collection and stop listening to new stuff. But I try to give new stuff a try, as I say, as I listen to this old-ass Harold Melvin song. You know. Man. But the truth is, it doesn't mean that music is bad. It doesn't mean that all music is bad. It just means that the standards are a little bit lower than they used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the other thing, is that when you say that, you know, you think music is like it's so subjective. I mean, sometimes it's like now people don't listen to music just to listen to the music. They not to listen to a song or listen to an album. You know, sometimes a song just sounds good coming out of your phone when it rings.
That's true.
And that's what makes it hot. You know, I mean, this song doesn't really work as a song that you listen to when the phone rings. First, because the intro is like a minute and 20 seconds long, so, you know, you don't really get anything.
But you can put it as an alarm. And
that's
then, you
true.
Know, and hopefully your alarm goes on that long. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things, like you said, you know, the standards have changed. And it's not just the fans' fault that the standards have changed. Once the standards started changing, a lot of rappers dumbed down their lyrics. And it's like to compete with the other people who didn't dumb down their lyrics. The lyrics is just dumb. And by doing that, you kind of sully the game, like, you know, you're pretty much trash on purpose. I mean, you know, and if you're gonna be trash on purpose, then you might as well
just give it up.
Don't make the game worse, because almost just about all, you know, genres of music have come and gone. You know what I mean? And what makes hip hop so different? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, hip hop is a culture. But so is rock and roll. You know, so is soul music. And now soul music has gone from soul to neo soul.
There's no reason
to R&B.
People get defensive about hip hop. But the truth is, look, every type of music is hot for a while.
Yeah.
You know, it was a while where everybody was listening to jazz. And that was a long period of time. It went from probably like 1920 to the 50s. And right. People will listen to it all the time. But then, suddenly, it's just not hot anymore. Rock and roll comes along and people don't want to hear it anymore. There's no reason why that can't happen to this music. This music can become just like a niche, that just like everything else, you know. And especially now with the internet, where everybody already, like you said, they pick their own favorite rapper, and then that's all they listen to.
Right.
And you know, you have this, and I think that's part of the reason why you don't really have battles anymore. I mean, 50 Cent, he has his website, 50cent.com, from the label, but he also has his own website. He has his own thisis50.com, and he has his own community, basically, of people that, you know,
Joe Budden TV, and soldiers.
With 50 Cent, 300,000 people strong. People that they, he knows, will go buy that album. And you know, and that won't make him a, that won't make him a star forever. He's not gonna be,
but I mean, money coming in,
but that'll keep 300,000 albums with $10 an album. He's gonna make at least $300,000 off of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the crazy thing is that, yeah, there's a culture, but so what? I mean, at this point, it's so assimilated into everything else. You know, you listen to pop music, and there's, you know, you got hip hop producers doing it. You got rappers showing up on the tracks.
You heard about
track.
What Timbaland said about how he doesn't want to produce rap music anymore.
He doesn't produce rap music.
Yeah,
he hasn't produced a rap song since Headsprung in 2005.
Right.
I mean, since then, he's been producing. He produced the Nelly Furtado album. Produced Justin Timberlake's album.
Right.
You know, he put out the two Shock Value albums, which aren't really hip hop either.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not. I went from defending Jay-Z to defending Rick Ross, and now I'm going into the hip hop is dead argument. It might just be over with as something that moves the culture. I mean, I think Jay-Z's career really, really sort of follows that trend. Like, we hit the peak in about, there he is, in about 97, 98, and then all of a sudden, you know, like we had Biggie, we had Tupac from the grave. Still, their music was pushing the boundaries, and it was popular, but it was still what it was. It was still hip hop. It still had an identity that was closely tied to the neighborhoods that these rappers came from. But now, you know, rap sounds really generic.
Yeah, it does. A lot of it sounds, well, you know, like you said, the same. You know, it's just, you listen to the radio, and it's funny, the same five songs will play, and all five songs sound exactly alike. They all talk about the same thing. You know, there's no diversity. It's just, and it stays just as is. You know what I mean? Because if you're talking about anything lyrical, you're not gonna get on the radio. You might get that late night radio slap. You know what I mean? That you might get, you know, get on with K-Slip.
Future Flavors.
Yeah, yeah. You might get a Future Flavors. You can get on the Drama Hour. Or, you know, Double Drama.
You know. On Shady 45 or X on the radio?
Yeah, you need to get on Sirius or XM.
I mean, look at that right there. You got Shady 45. That's an Eminem radio station, basically. You know, like, these guys, you know, whether you're big or you're small, you can just sort of, you can just have your own audience. And that's good because, you know, that's good in that, you know, if you're an artist and you're really good, theoretically, you could build your own audience and make yourself rich by building people, you know, having people that want to see you live, that want to buy your albums, maybe buy a track each time you put one out. But on the other hand, you wind up with a group of people that just think that everything you do is the best thing they ever heard. And that's not necessarily true. They're really, you know, there's not... With the internet, there isn't anything like a... There, even from now, 2010. When was the last time anybody said, you got to listen to Hot 97 to hear this song? Or, you know, these DJs and these radio stations, they don't have the kind of power that they used to. It's not like 2001 when we all... We're talking about this before. We all had to get home to hear...
At 3 o'clock
to hear Super Ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was... You know, that stuff is over with. A song, an album leaks before it wants to be out. Songs from the album leak before the album comes out. You know what I'm saying? You'll get a freestyle. That's not even a freestyle. It'll be like just a straight audio track.
Yeah.
Straight lyric track, but no beat. Just be like, this just leaked out of the studio. Listen to this. Or you could get a YouTube that artist will put on himself of him in the studio recording the album.
Right.
So there's no sense of, like, anticipation or like... a feeling that this is important. Music is really like disposable right now. Like it's like.
And, fact, when's the last time you seen a commercial on TV?
And I'm listening to this trash as we talk. Yeah, this helped kill it.
I mean, when's the last time you heard a commercial about, oh, this album is coming out? You know, or, you know, go walking down the street, you see mad flyers all over the place. Huh. We live in Brooklyn. There used to be, like, flyers on
no
the floor.
No street teams anymore.
No street teams. None of that. You know what I mean? You basically have to guess. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I heard this album is coming out. And, you know, it basically goes by word of mouth. And you got to hope that somebody cares enough to even talk about it. You know what I mean? As, you know, I say about, 8 years ago, if only Built for Cuban Link 2 was coming out, it would have been bigger than it is right now. And it's a great album, but it didn't get the push. It had a lot of buzz. It was supposed to come out a long time ago.
True.
And I think the same thing is going to happen to Detox. I think Detox is going to go through that. Like, you know, because it was delayed so long. And a lot of these kids now, they don't care about a Dr. Dre.
What did you say?
A lot of these
about
kids.
About who?
A lot of these kids.
These kids? Oh, yeah. Word. What happened to you, man? Same thing happened to me.
Yeah, yeah. These kids don't even care who Dr. Dre is. Because when's the last time they heard from him? When 2000, when The Chronic 2000 came out.
That was 1999.
That was 1999. Some of them were like 3. You know, 5 the most. And even if there was anywhere under 10 years old, they was not hearing that album.
Yeah, I thought I had Super Ugly on here, but I don't. Because I wanted to play that as an example. Like, I remember listening to that song for the first time, and it was trash. But I wanted to hear it when it came out.
I mean, we all did, because it was one of them songs that it was supposed to be a reply to Ether, so that was supposed to be, you know, that joint. That was it. But like I said, these a lot of the kids now are for the rappers that are actually good, like the real good ones. When they were young, they wasn't hearing them. So now they're old enough, and these people are still around. They're like, oh nah, you know, who are you, Nas, Lil Wayne, there, man. Like, Jay-Z is only cool because, well, he dresses like everybody else. And he raps about what everybody else, like how everybody else is doing it. That's my big problem with Jay. You know what I mean? You were supposed to be nice. You were supposed to set your own trend. He was the one that got people, well, he's not the one that got people wearing jerseys. Fabulous got people wearing jerseys. You know what I mean? But then he had the grown and sexy thing going. Remember? And everybody had to walk around with button-ups and all that.
It's true. It's true.
And as garbage as Cameron is, he had people even outside of New York wearing pink. Not me. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's a lot of people wearing pink. I mean, I seen a dude a couple years ago with the pink velour suit, thinking that shit was hot. That, no.
Well, it was hot because it's velour.
Well, yeah, it was hot. You know, he was baking in there. But, you know, pink belts, you know, pink Timbs on dudes. You know what I mean? It was weird. You know, it was off. You know? But
I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, you could spend days talking about where it all went wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the truth is, people are going to like what they want to like. And, you know, maybe they just need to stop calling it hip-hop at some point. You know, and just stop, you know, with the sort of putting stuff in categories. Because the truth is, that stuff is going to matter less and less. It's just going to be what people like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the idea of there being a hip-hop culture, or if there, you know, there being somebody that's real and what and not, it's probably not really going to exist in a while. I mean, because everybody's just sort of feeding from the same sort of sources. I mean, you get somebody, if somebody is popular enough, then you're going to hear them everywhere. Yeah. Like, you get, like, a Lady Gaga. Yeah, wow, we went 59 minutes without that name crossing the lips, which is good. And all of a sudden, you know, that person is everywhere. You know, like with before that song is
okay,
even.
Okay, I like some of her music though. Okay.
Before that song even finishes as being hot, and you know what song I'm talking about. Before that song even stopped being hot, somebody had already sampled it and flipped it into a song that wasn't really that good.
the poker face joint.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the way things are right now. It's like everybody. What did she say?
What was that?
Oh, and the car. Yeah, it's true. And once Cartman got his hands on it, then you knew it was over. It was the hottest thing out there.
Cartman.
You know? You didn't hear that? Yeah, I don't know if I have that on the drive, but you know, it's a classic. You know, I'll put a link to it on the website. No, I don't have it. But you know, right now, when something gets hot, it's hot everywhere. You know, I mean, I remember, what was it? There were a couple of tracks that once they become popular, you don't just hear them. You hear them everywhere, not just on hip hop stations. Like Empire State of Mind.
I'm tired of hearing that song. I'm so serious.
The only reason that song has gotten as part of it's gotten as big as it has is because it started getting played. That's it. There. This is 7 years ago now, but when The Way You Move and Hey Ya were hot, that song was getting played on Light FM in the city.
That's true.
They were cutting the rap out. It was just a hook looping over and over again for 3 minutes, but they were still playing it. And the same thing with Empire State of Mind. That song's getting played. The acoustic version that Alicia Keys put out. That's getting played on not Z100 because they play rap, but like, you know, on Light FM again. Like once a song gets hot, you can't escape
it. I think it's KTU that doesn't play any rap songs.
Yeah. Without the rap.
Huh? Yeah, not the rap. But I heard
black people don't listen to this thing.
I've heard Empire State of Mind on KTU with Jay-Z's
with Jay-Z's verses on. Oh,
and when I heard that, that's when I knew. All right, he finally got that crossover appeal because
that he always wanted.
Yeah, because and I think it took him like 30 years to do it. You know, so but he's like
just short of his 50th birthday.
He's about 50 now, and. It took him so long to get that. And the only other rapper that gets played on KTU is Biggie for More Money, More Problems. That's it. You know what I mean? And that mostly has to do with Diddy. You know what I mean? Because almost anything Diddy would go on KTU. You know what I mean? They love Diddy. Because he's not a rapper. You know what I mean? He's that fun guy, you know what I mean? You know, he did all the dance moves, well, he used to. You know,
he still does dance. Nobody ever say he could dance.
Puffy had moves.
Diddy
can't move.
He has seizures to the beat. I don't know what you're talking about. He can dance.
He was feeling the spirit on most of his songs. You know? Yeah, you know, like, all right, the live performance of Missing You, he was feeling the spirit. You know, he came out doing his little shimmy, you know what I mean? And rolling the dice, you know, on the top of the head, and then, you know, he was doing what he had to do. You know, he was doing Roger Rabbit, you know what I mean? That's right, I brought it back. You know, he's doing the Roger Rabbit. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I was watching that movie just the other day. It's still one of my favorites. But, you know, there's certain songs that, like you said, you hear them all the time. Like, remember when Lollipop came out?
Yeah.
That was on all the time. You can get off MTV when MTV decides to show music videos, and then go to VH1 when they decide to show music videos, and you see it. Then go to BET and they decide to show music videos, and then it'll be right back on. And then you go like VH1, so, you know. No, MTV Hits, MTV Jams, whatever you have.
Or Centric.
Centric. Yeah, whatever.
Formerly BET Jazz. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what'll happen to, you know, to hip-hop. I mean, it'll just be, we'll get to a point where people just go, you know what, I like music, but I'm not going to call it that anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, I mean, it's eventually... Everything falls out of style. Uh-huh. And this might feel like a long time because it's as long as you and I have been alive and before then. But every type of music has its run, and then it kind of dies.
I think, I honestly believe
it's over.
Yeah, it's over already. that's the problem. Like, it's over already, and it's over before, with only a couple good years in it. You know what I mean? Like, I would say from the time it started to about late 90s, and that's how long it's been hot. But these last 10 years have been so bad. Like, I mean, really, really bad. And like, when you listen to what's been said in the lyrics, the way the way the beats are, everything is just bad. Like, they're not even trying anymore. You know what I mean?
I think I have to disagree with you there. I mean, even though we've had some bad stuff, I mean, I would say between 2000 and 2001, we had some of the best rap albums that ever came out.
2001? Yeah, all right. You're right.
I mean,
you're Stillmatic, and you had
the Blueprint. Like, you could probably go each year and find something that was really good. I mean,
how about the mainstream was playing?
Oh, well, no, that's what happens. Like when 2004 was going around, 2003, I mean, you got a good album from Talib Kweli, you got a good album from Common, I don't care what anybody says, you got a good album, but what was I hearing when I was in Florida, especially, it was Lil Jon, you know, when, I think, Quality, the Talib Kweli album, and Bone Crusher's album came out the same week. And I was doing security, and what boxes was I finding in the bathroom and in the parking lot, empty because the CD was taken, was that Bone Crusher? You know, I mean, you know, people. But that's the thing. Like I said, there's good. The way it is right now, people, there's good stuff, but you have to look for it. It's not like the stuff that you like will necessarily bubble up to the surface. I mean, what happens is there's good stuff and there's bad stuff, but most of the time, the bad stuff is what gets played, played on the radio. Like, stuff gets played because it's catchy, not necessarily because it's good.
True.
You know, stuff that's repetitive.
I'm gonna say something that I was getting on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking, you know, talking hip hop with one of the girls on there, and she said to me, the lyrics to the song don't matter as long as I can dance to it. And when I heard that, I wasn't mad, like, because I understood what she was saying, because that's basically what's been going on. You know what I mean? Like, because I remember Rakim said, I don't make dance music, I make music that
make you dance.
You know, you know, that was it. Because, like, okay, in the 80s you had songs like Children's Story. That's not a nice song. That's a very depressing song when you listen to it lyrically.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But dance to it. Matter of fact, it turned into This Is How We Do It, but, you know, with Montel Jordan.
Word, exactly.
And so, you know, when she said that to me, I had to wonder, does everybody think that way? Mind you, this you know, this girl's been, you know, about my age, and she said she never really listened to rap like that. You know, she was more like, you know, hey, it sounds good, I can dance to this music right here.
Yeah, I mean, see, I can't be mad at people that's what they, you know, that's what they like. I mean, all I can do is not like it.
Yeah.
All I can do is not listen to it and say, well, you know, I don't understand why this is popular. Like, you know, not even before the album came out and he sold a million records, you could find people on the internet that would tell you that every little thing that Lil Wayne put out was the greatest thing they'd ever heard. And the fact that, and when it was bad, the excuse was, well, you know, that's the price you have to pay when you're a genius. You know, not everything's going to be good, but I appreciate the fact that he's so prolific. I don't want somebody that's prolific. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that if I was listening to Sade, right, I would feel like, man, 8 years between an album is a long time. I wish that every time she wrote a song, she would put it out. If all those songs were subpar, if a lot of those songs were subpar, I would think less of her as an artist. I would prefer somebody to go into the lab, take as long as it takes to put out what they think is the best, and then let me hear it. Like, I'm not crazy about me sitting in the studio with somebody making the art, sitting over somebody's shoulder while they're painting a painting. That's boring. Right. And a lot of the time, you know, if somebody's writing, they're using the delete button as much as they are the keys.
True.
You know, they're typing and there's stuff that they don't like. They're writing stuff and they're saying it's not good. They got a book of rhymes with 40 pages in it that was 40 pages left that had 250 pages in it. Everything that somebody does is not great.
Right. That's true.
I mean, that's part of the process. You know, you go to college, they don't give you, you know, one chance to write a paper. I mean, you write a draft and you submit it. They tell you this is good. Work on it again. And then you have to put in the final draft. Music is a lot like that. You don't just get greatness right off the bat. Everybody's not a genius.
That's true. No. And I remember I was into Who Killed Hip Hop by Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, something about a lot of rappers claim they don't write their own rhymes, and the more and more it sound like they didn't. And it's true. You know, and allegedly right now, Lil Wayne doesn't write his rhymes anymore. He just sits there and he
sips a little cough syrup and...
Yeah. A little bit of cough syrup, you know, and whatever else in, you know, inside there. And he just goes off, you know, goes at the top of his head. And what you get is what you get. And
yeah. I mean, you're not necessarily gonna get greatness especially not from him.
I mean, you're gonna get Lil Wayne. I mean, you're gonna get whatever that cough syrup is saying. I
mean, and it might not be saying anything good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It might just be saying some good culture. What is this, grape? And you might get a whole track about that. rapping about Diamond Tap. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
Right. And, you know, this is a good mixtape album that he put out.
Yeah.
The More Street Dreams. Because he came out, you know, Street Dreams by itself was kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So he came up with this, like, I think, like a month or two later.
He put the street back into the dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Lil Wayne, he's very inconsistent. I mean, like, sometimes you hear a verse from him, like, damn, he's pretty good. And after that, I mean, it doesn't bring him back to trash, but it takes him so far back down.
Yeah. And that's something, that's what people like about him, that he puts out a lot of songs for free. But you know what? I don't want 100 songs.
No.
I don't want, you know, like a 50...
What was it, 770 songs, something like that?
Yeah,
put out like
ridiculous.
That?
I mean, okay, a 50%, you know, 50% rate, that's good when you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know, a 30% rate is great when you're playing baseball. But when it comes to music and you're taking my time away, I don't want to hear any bullshit that you did.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be listening to that. This is garbage. I'm skipping this. Don't waste my time.
Throw away rhymes, you know what I'm saying? Throw them somewhere else. Don't put them out there so everybody can hear it. And now I'm going to judge you. And, you know, you're going, oh, I'm not trash. Yes, you are. Did you hear what you just put? You know, did you hear what you just rhymed about?
But that
don't make no sense.
But you know what that is? That's the same thing. That's the equivalent of, like, of a Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? It's a different... These mixtapes, that's the difference between somebody's Twitter feed or their Facebook and somebody writing a novel. I mean, these albums are supposed to be the culmination of a lot of time and a lot of work. And if you're not, if these guys aren't willing to do that work and they just want to put out whatever they happen to think about, I shouldn't feel, you know, I don't feel as obligated as I used to when I, you know, to listen. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, write your freestyles. You know what I'm saying? Take some time in there and write your freestyles.
Hey, you know, if you're in the studio and you, it's not a, first of all, with a freestyle, as soon as you hear it, you just go and do what you gotta do. But I remember I had, do you remember the Joe Budden's freestyle on the Funk Master Flex Big Truck series? And he was like, you know, I came in here, and, you know, I had my pen in my pad, and I got busy. And I'm sitting there, I was like, but it says Joe Budden freestyle. You know what I mean? That's, not to knock Joe Budden, but if you're gonna freestyle.
But nobody, nobody does that anymore. Who was the first person that really outed themselves? I think it was Remy Martin when she was on, it might have been. Never heard this in a while. Yeah. But yeah, I think it was Remy Martin. She was on with Terror Squad. I think Pun was still alive, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm working hard. You know, I want them to help me write my freestyles." I'm like, okay, all right. You know, I mean, right? You know, what people's idea of a freestyler is you know, it's different. I mean, really, honestly, these mixtapes are really nothing but glorified freestyles. If that's if that's the case, I mean, you know, because if it's not good enough, if it's not good enough for me to pay for, then it's probably not that good.
Do you think that could be like another reason why a lot of these rappers ain't good? Because before, you had to know how to rap off the top of the head. You know, and that was a good way to hone your skills. If you can't rap off the top of your head, you know, not to say that it's easy, you know what I mean? But that should be one of your ways to hone your skills. If you can't hone your skills like that, you know, and you gotta write down your freestyles, I'm looking at you like you don't really have a. There's nothing real about you. You know, you have your whole style is written. You know what I mean? You know, and just like my Bleak said, your whole life is written.
You supposed to be
play your position.
Work? Okay.
You know what I mean? But if you can't really think that, to me, you're not real. You just, you know, your whole style is fabricated. Everything is fake. You know what I mean? You're just basically somebody the industry signed to sound good, to make people, feel all right about themselves. Like, oh, I can freestyle like that too. Then you got losers, going on MySpace and creating their music pages, and writing their freestyles down. And then they turn into Soulja Boy. And, and that's that.
I mean, that's the dream, though. I mean, what for some people. I mean, the idea that you can just be in your home mm-hmm. with a microphone and you put something on the internet and then a lot of people wind up liking it. You know, that's what everybody wants. I mean, I don't think, do I have to explain, I'm looking at you right now. I'm looking at you with a pair of headphones on, and I got a pair of headphones on, and I'm looking at a microphone, and we're recording this right now. I mean, we're doing it because we like to do it, but if something were to happen and somebody said, well, you know what, this is the best fucking podcast I ever heard in my entire life. You know, how'd you like a contract to be on the radio? I'd say no, because nobody listens to the radio anymore. But still, you know what I'm saying? The possibility.
I got kids to feed. I'll take it.
Take it. The job won't be that steady. That's the whole thing. Sorry, we decided to just put Big Boy on for 8 hours a day.
Oh, hell no, son.
Big Boy followed by Steve Harvey. Followed by Wayne Williams.
It also depends on what radio station too. I mean, I could do The Quiet Storm. I can do that too.
Hold on. Let me get some Quiet Storm shit on here. Some Quiet Storm on here. Go ahead. Talk about the weather and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's currently 19 degrees in Brooklyn, New York. Hope you got your sweaters, scarves, and hats. Or somebody close to you to keep you warm tonight.
And, stuff like that, I can do Quiet Storm. Let me do that.
Or
you put me on Hot 97, and I can talk about how good my...
good your ratings are?
Yeah. How good my ratings are, and how, I'm better than this DJ and that DJ. Or... if I'm on Hot 97 or Power 105, I could talk about how whack the other radio station is, even though they're only a couple blocks away from me.
I don't think you get ratings by talking about how good your ratings are. Last time I checked, I mean, when I listen to the radio, I mean, first off, they're lucky to have me because I got an MP3 player that, even though it has a radio, and that was a feature that I was happy to get with my Zune.
Nice plug.
Thank you. I mean, that's this whole podcast is powered by Zune. Right. Did you know that Zune has a package where you can buy you can have unlimited song privileges for $14.99 and you get 10 free MP3 downloads?
That's pretty good.
It's the best deal in music. Zune. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm expecting a check from you, Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? Hook me up with a tablet PC because I don't want an iPad. Hook me up. I want something with a keyboard. I plan on doing some work.
I want an iPad.
iPad. Chill. Speaking of music, which is what we've been doing for the last hour, do you know what's tomorrow? Here's a real test of what's happened to music. What's tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It used to be a very important part of my website.
Is it the Music Slam Carnival, something like that?
In fact, every year I used to write something about what's going to happen tomorrow.
What is it?
I'm going to let that sit. Hold on. I'm going to let that sit. Okay.
nigga like me hold text. Are you the same too?
Tomorrow's the Grammy Awards. The biggest night in music. For whatever that's worth now.
I don't watch the Grammys, so...
I mean, the funny thing is that...
Ever since Big Pun got snubbed, he got snubbed.
For Album of the Year?
Uh-huh.
Well, we could talk about that. I mean, now the audience that watches that has been getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Of course. Because now we're looking at Albums of the Year that don't sell any... Don't sell. You know, you got, like... I think the only album that's only two of the albums that are nominated for Album of the Year this year are platinum. So you're expecting 30 million people, or a total market of, you know, of a listening audience, viewing audience of, you know, 100,000 homes, 100 million homes, to watch awards being given out for albums that sold 500,000 copies. Who's supposed to get excited about that? I mean, nobody cares about music. I mean, you know, the Academy Awards. Especially this year, we'll get a lot of ratings because everybody still goes to the movies.
Yeah.
You know, you can still have an avatar, like a big movie can still control the, you know, still control the media, still have a lot of exposure. But, you know, so, but when it comes to music, those sorts of things don't penetrate the culture like they used to. You know, like now, I mean, everybody knows who Lady Gaga is, but that has as much to do with her image as it does the music.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, especially with Bad Romance killing right now.
You know. Yep. I mean, forget about that song. What about that stupid ass TikTok song?
I haven't even heard that.
That shit
yet.
Is trash.
I haven't even heard that yet. Matter of fact, I've been, you know, I don't listen to High 97 anymore. I don't listen to 5105 that much anymore. I, you know, and when I hear like KTU, Z100, you know, it's like 30 minutes of Lady Gaga and maybe like 10 minutes of anybody else. You know, might get some freestyle music, you know, and that's about it. Oh, you might get some Rihanna too, because Rihanna's out, you know, now she's like super famous.
Rihanna, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. She's hot right now. Did we just lose the sound? I think we did.
Just lost the music?
Yeah.
Oh, what the blood?
What the hell? I'm not sure what happened there. Well, fine. Okay, it's back.
Okay.
But yeah, I was going to go to I was gonna go to musicslam.com on my phone. It is available.
Uh-huh.
MusicSlam, that's music-slam.com. And I was gonna look at the nominees to see who was up for Rap Album of the Year. Like, I probably should have looked that up beforehand, but yeah. with the mouse doing what it's doing on the laptop, I figured I'd sort of give it a break. Let's see.
Is good,
but this is a, you know, classic. Drop a gem on him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hold on. I got a track on here. I forgot about that. I remember you wanted me to play something the other day. Oh yeah, Notorious, the movie.
Yeah.
We're gonna jump from one thing to the next because that was kind of random. While I search for the nominees,
right.
But. We saw that movie.
Yeah.
We thought that movie was good. We enjoyed that shit.
Yeah.
But the truth is, don't you think, not knowing what you know, that story is a little bit of a whitewash?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, because...
Of course.
That movie definitely gives the impression that what happened between Biggie and Tupac was sort of was random. And there was no... There was no reason for Tupac to be upset with Biggie,
no.
You know, and that it was just business. You know, he was just trying to build up his career, and he used, you know, Biggie, who was big, to sort of bring himself back.
Right.
But that's not really what happened.
I don't know, like the whole movie. Like, I have it at the house, obviously.
Uh huh.
And as I watch it. It kind of bothers me because there's so much left out. So much. It was more like, okay, I'm gonna make it where it's all about well, Big Kim and Faith. I mean, and it was a small surprise. Honestly, when I really looked at it, you know, it's only 15 minutes, maybe dedicated to Big and Pac.
That's definitely, wow. Then that's definitely a whitewash. When you consider that, you know, that whole thing is kind of the reason why he's dead.
Because at the Howard Homecoming performance, Pac saw his face for like 10 seconds. Then afterwards, it was like another minute and a half. Then, you know, them playing pool, it's like maybe 3-4 minutes.
See why? What should have happened with that scene? It should have gone like in too deep.
Yeah. Then all together, it was about maybe 15 minutes. And
hold on, sorry. Let's get to this. Let's play the part that we're talking about. I mean, because we know for a fact that Biggie used to write Lil Kim's raps, and we should play that too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, let's gonna raise the volume, and so you can hear what we're talking about. We're saying there's a little bit more to it.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Killers be quiet. My niggas bring the riots. Tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me. Saw a nigga what? Pussy greased up. Back to G's up. Keeps the knees up. What the fuck? Stay feeling. Half a million. Geneva Diva. Yeah, I throw it down. Make it round, clown. The clock stops for no one. Never 68 and 01. Takes one to no one. Let the off with the Playboy magazine. Fucking with the dumb. Push the keys. G's grease the pace. Got riding great. State. Pretend it takes mad dimes. From New York to Anaheim. While you daydreaming wine, I just keep getting mine. And I'm married to this. Yacht strategy list. And still planning weddings.
But you ain't saying nothing.
I play my enemies like a game of chess.
Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you sucked off.
Soldiers, left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left, left.
It's time I settle the score. Ripper to the rum to the ripple. Single, but the times I come in triple. With the heat into your head, now you dead. White left, don't give a ooh if you're dead. Rock, rock, let me attack just like a black hat. You in the wrong neighborhood, check your map. You gotta go for backup to do what you gotta do. So you be back with Francie, you traitor in your crew is my foo-hee. He put poison in my tea and killed the toe, but I'll be back with Centipede. I'm on some new technique, drunk in bamboo. I'm taking all crews, what? Competition, stimulation for the rap man. Losers, check the tutors as I'm sucking on your girl hooters. Don't play macho cause you got the gun, so cause if you gotta reload.
It's
time I settle the score.
Too many MCs, not enough fight.
Soldiers, left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left, left.
It's time I settle the score. Why
cleft the multitask? We're back.
Average heads can't handle it. I bring it to you live.
I don't know what this song has to do with Tupac, but for some reason this song's on a mixtape of songs that allegedly are dissing Tupac. I mean, there's only two tracks that really, three that really go after him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's what I get for downloading a free mixtape. You know what I mean? You get what you get. But
no, there's no free t-shirts for listening to this podcast.
No. So what we do, what we got right now is this is the first time we're doing it. First time we're doing this thing, and next time we're gonna try to do something different. Either we'll try to get some incoming calls, or we'll have sort of a live feed so that people can listen or we can just let you know when we're on. You can ask us questions, and we can answer them. So right now, we actually have a question.
Yes.
And the question, what was the question?
The question was, who is Nicki Minaj and why does she exist?
You feel that
way. I'm not too sure who Nicki Minaj is. Like, I've heard of her, you know, and I've heard some of her stuff, you know. I have heard her earlier work, and I've heard her Young Money work. Her earlier work was not bad. But her latest work, this whole Barbie girl stuff, doesn't really work for me. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. And then she has this, do we call it beef?
Yeah, you can go ahead and call it beef.
Yeah, beef with Lil Mama. Now, I don't, you know, y'all can raise your hand and tell me if you know, and to tell me who's gonna listen to that battle. You know what I mean? I'm really not paying too much attention to it. Nicki Minaj to me is, you know, another one of those people with really no identity, because she was pretty good when she first came out, you know what I mean? And like I said, I've heard some of her stuff earlier, and she's, honestly, I'm giving my honest opinion, she's one of those people I actually listen to because of what she had looked like, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna lie to you about it. I saw her online, I saw some pictures, she had some big ass lollipop.
I saw that picture.
So I was like, ooh, who that?
You know what it was? It's like, let me date myself. When I was in high school, and I saw that cover of Hardcore.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, and it didn't really matter what she had to say.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it turned out that she had, you know, sounded like Biggie when she rapped.
Right. You know, so, but yeah, she backed it up with real skill. You know what I mean? I'm about to say Lil Mama. Nicki Minaj doesn't really blow me away with lyrics, but I wouldn't mind her blowing me away. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. Like, I don't want to look at you and be like, oh, you look so good, you gotta sound good, but you don't. You know what I mean? And I can't really say that she's any good. You know what I mean? She hasn't proven that she's that nice for me to, you know. For me to say, oh, everybody go buy that new Nicki Minaj album whenever it comes out, you know, because I'm not going to do it, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of people who really listen to hip-hop is not really going to do that, but you're going to get, she's going to sell, and that's the thing, she's going to sell because of the camp that she has behind her, you know what I mean, she's part of that Young Money crew, therefore, you know, Drake comes out, I think, like next month or the month after. Then after that, you're going to get that Nicki Minaj album. And then followed by, you know, a J Mills album. And J Mills has been around for almost a decade. You know what I mean? So.
Well, you know, he's finally graduated from all those Clue mixtapes. Right. They're actually getting an album, you know?
He's following the Lil Wayne approach, which is be around for mad years. So when you do come out again, you ask, you know, people forget about all the other years you was out, and now you're a new artist. You know, when by time Lil Wayne got really, really big on the scene, he was in the game for like about 10 years. You know, and you know, that's what's gonna happen to J Mills. Like, Saigon's another one of those people who's been around since 2002.
I'ma stay that bitch.
Who you wanna be hugging? Roll with niggas that be thugging, bugging in the tunnel with SO, sipping espresso, cappuccino with Nino, on a mission for the new Chicrino. I used to wear Moschino, but every bitch got it.
But I mean, there's a lot of rappers that's doing the whole Lil Wayne thing, where you be out for mad long, and then all of a sudden, when people finally hear you, you're a brand new artist. You know what I'm saying? You're a rookie. You know what I mean? Because when did XXL have that cover? You know, when the leaders of the new school and Saigon was on the cover. I think that was like 2 years ago.
That was a long time ago. Yeah,
it was like 2 years ago. But Saigon's been out since like 2001, 2002.
So, well, you know, see, the thing is, it's like It's like with baseball, where, you know, you only have, you know, you can still be a rookie because you didn't have that many at-bats. Like, you can play the previous season, but if you only got up, like, 3-4 times, that doesn't count as your rookie season.
Like, how
And that's the same thing. It's like you have a couple of tracks in the mixtape. Right. It doesn't really mean anything.
Right. You know, and that's what's going to happen with Jay Mills right now. Like, he's probably going to come out either late this year or next year. But if he stays with Young Money, unless he leaks a track and then gets dropped like a Mario. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's messed up because Jay Mills was nice. I mean, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how far back he goes back. Do you remember that episode of Making the Band when Puffy had, you know, the band? You know what I mean?
How could I forget?
And Jay Mills battled E-Ness?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Shit, that was 5 years ago.
That's 5 years ago. And he was out before that.
That was 6 years ago. That was 6 years ago, in fact.
Right. Right.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm gonna go even further back. I have a friend that I went to junior high school with. Her name is Evadne.
Mm-hmm.
When she went to high school, she was in school with Jay Mills. And Jay Mills was rapping back then.
Wait, how old is he then?
Well, apparently Jay Mills is about my age, like something like
between you, my age, your age. Yeah. So he's like 28 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
he shouldn't even be down with that crew.
Right.
He's the old nigga at the club.
Because he was still like a teen. Because you know, he's a rapper, so he didn't really finish high school, as far as I know. And
you mean like Lil Kim and Foxy?
Yeah, yeah. So he's been rapping like when we heard him, he was like a teen. Wow. You know, and so he's now being known.
As a new artist. Young Money.
Yeah, at 28. The only other rapper that I know that came up, but he came up by himself, he made a splash, was DMX. He came out, he was damn near 30. I
thought you were going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z too. But Jay-Z didn't just come out. He was doing songs before, but with Jazzo, you know, Hawaiian Sophie and all that.
Mm-hmm.
DMX, you barely heard anything about this guy. He just came out doing the, like, guest appearances with the Locks and all that. Unless you really kept your, I know, ear to the street, and you heard the other underground stuff.
It's so true.
But you had to, like, when I say to the street, I mean you had to, like, put your head in the sewers, you know what I mean? Like, in order to hear that, you know.
You had to be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, you know, in order to hear that type of stuff, you know. But with Jay Mills, you could have heard him anytime. You know, he was on Smack Battles. Matter of fact, he was on what's that battle show they had on MTV?
Damn. What was that called?
I forgot what it...
Oh, wow.
I forgot what it's called, but they had this battle thing on MTV.
Battle Lines or some shit like that.
Something like dumb. That. And he was around, you know, and, you know, he was doing Blaze battles. He was, you know, matter of fact, he was around before Jin came out. You know what I mean? And Jin was mad years ago.
Forever.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Back when AJ and Free was on 106 and Park.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. You know? And matter of fact, I remember Jay Mills rapping in the booth with Big Tigger.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's like Fight Night 2004 right. Yeah. Territory right there.
Yeah. Fight Club. There we go.
Fight Club. Yeah. That's what it was called. Yes, yeah. That's right.
And
you know, and it, you know what I don't get? What I never understood about that show is that these guys were going out there destroying each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as if MTV was offering like a deal for the winner or something like that. It would make sense if they had a show where you have freestyle battles and you got a contract at the end.
Right.
I mean, money is one thing. You know, that was good when you had the Freestyle Fridays and all that. But really, do they still do that? No, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched BET in years. Ever since Lil Wayne, you know, got Artist of the Year over Nas and Common and then Lupe at the BET Awards, I stopped watching BET.
Speaking of people that don't deserve things that they get, here are the nominations. Here are the nominees for Best Rap Album from that you'll see. You'll see the winner tomorrow on the Grammys. Universal Mind Control by Common.
Okay.
Roots by Flo Rida.
What?
Relapse by Eminem. The Ecstatic by Mos Def and the Renaissance by Q-Tip.
All right, I've heard Ecstatic by Mos Def. Matter of fact, I have it on here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I would put that on the list. It was one of the best albums that I heard last year.
Renaissance, I haven't heard that, but I've no.
I've heard mixed things about it. Some say it's really good, so it's an old school hip hop album. That's what I heard, but Universal Mind Control, though, I've heard bad things about. Man.
I've listened to the album, and, you know, like, all the things that people said about Electric Circus are true about Universal Mind Control. Like, that album really is, it really doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I guess he said he was trying to make a summer album, trying to make, like, a dance, like, sort of a dancey kind of album. Right. But the production, and I hate, you know, hate to say it, you know, but from the production for the Neptunes was really corny. Like, he just doesn't work. He just didn't work with that kind of.
But that's not, like, that's not him. He's not common sense anymore.
He was too busy dumbing his style down, you know. I mean, like, he dumbed his, I mean, his style's already dumbed down. You know, his new style is not what it used to be. No. So for him to sort of even simplify it even more, just so that, I don't know. I think it was for the girls. It was for the girls, but you know what?
Yeah, Serena, what are you worrying about the girls for? You know what I mean?
Look. Sticky fingers.
Yeah.
But you know, but this track is the passing of the torch, because you know he, you know, someone else showed him that you could scream and kind of make more sense, because you know he had to go back to act or something. go be Blade, midget Blade.
Worry up, boy. About to shut down the whole industry.
That's right. Yeah.
Fish Nash. DMX.
Right.
We rocking anything.
Yeah. That's right, he had the last verse in the track, but the verse before it was the one that was better.
Shut up. So shut up!
Why don't you shut up? I mean, this album...
I love this song.
This album is really good. Like, that's one nomination I can't really complain about. I think it's really good. But I don't understand how Flo Rida gets a nomination when... Who knows more than one song from that album that came out?
I don't know one song that came from that album.
Okay, well, then that means the same thing happened to you this past year that happened to me. I would hear about songs that were number one and number one for weeks, and I'd never heard them before. Like, I never heard that. I didn't hear that Black Eyed Peas song that I want. You know, that I wound up hearing like six times during the Grammy. They had a nomination special a couple months ago. I heard this song like 10 times.
Which song is this?
I Got a Feeling.
I know the Boom Boom Pow.
Boom Boom Pow. They did that one too. But I mean, these are songs that I did not hear about. And then that song, Boom Boom Pow is, no, it's I Got a Feeling. One of those two. They both were on the number one for a real long time. And they actually replaced each other on the charts over the course of the summer.
Oh, wow.
So they had like 26 consecutive weeks of being number one. And I know that I went 25 of those weeks without ever hearing that song. And when I did hear it, I didn't know what the hell the big deal was. And then another song that was number one for a long time was a song by Flo Rida. It was Right Round. You heard that song.
Yeah, you had to have heard that song. Yeah, I have heard that song.
Oh, the only reason I found out about that song was because...
I think I've only heard like maybe by like three, four times.
I don't understand. I mean,
first time I heard it, I listened to the whole song, it was garbage. Yeah. And then every time I heard it about the start...
Changed it.
I
mean, I don't understand why MTV, just in general, has an award show to begin with, because, you know, you know, some music videos. But when I
They have MTV Hits.
They have MTV Hits. Tres. But MTV Hits plays... If you wanted to hear that song, you turn on MTV Hits and you heard that shit all the time.
Right.
I mean, the reason I heard it was because there was a time earlier, well, not early, last year, in like June, where the Mets were playing the Marlins and the game was supposed to be on Fox. But it turned out that the game got delayed because there was some kind of window where I think the Yankees were playing at the same time and it couldn't be shown. Whatever. But what happened was, the reason that the time of the game got moved was because it was in Florida and they were having a Flo Rida concert at the show.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, if I had needed a reason to hate that dude, if I needed one, I had one right there. Then I heard the song and I was like, this is what would... I can't watch this game for a song that samples... A song that I don't really like. I mean, you know, he's a two-hit wonder. I mean, he's got two songs that are like two of the best-selling songs of the last decade.
That Low and that
song right there, Right Round. Those two songs sold like I think a million downloads each. Like that song, I think Low is the best-selling downloaded song, most downloaded song
ever?
Purchased ever. And that might be wrong, but who gives a shit? I'm on the internet and I can say something that's totally incorrect. But yeah, you know, but his albums, you put both those albums together, I think they, you know, they haven't sold anything.
I mean, Flo Rida is one of those people who can put a greatest hits on a CD single. I mean, like
on a CD, on a CD single, I'm not even sure. I think he could give me a flash drive, like an old flash drive from like 2003, that only holds like 16 megs of space. Not even a gig with two songs, and that's his greatest hits.
You're just paying for the flash drive.
Just playing for the flash drive, you know. Yo, that's what those guys in Times Square need to start doing. Is selling flash drives with the MP3s. So they can at least be like, look, you don't like it, man.
Yeah, you just take it off.
You got a flash drive, man. You got that. They ran out of your neck.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, leave the guns at home. Bring the flash drive. Put those in the bag.
But, I've never been a fan of Florida. I mean Flo Rida.
Look, I'm not a big fan of Florida, the state or the rapper. So you know, it's totally fine if you want to disrespect them.
I mean, if it wasn't for my grandmother, I probably wouldn't go.
Never.
But you know, I don't understand how Flo Rida had the number one song. And back to that list of
best album. Yeah,
I liked Eminem's album, but I would not put it at the top.
You don't think it's one of the top five? Like that's at this point. They expanded the Oscars, so the best picture is going to have 10 nominees instead of 5. And, you know, I think that matches up with what people say, you know, with what most critics publish, which is the top 10 right. of the year. But I don't think anybody put all of these five albums in their top 10. So how could these be the top 5 in terms of nominees? Nobody listens to Universal Mind Control. No. I don't know anybody that listens to that. And I haven't read anything really positive about it. It's like you just wanted to have common at the show or something.
Right.
You know, and Flo Rida, really? What do you want him to do? You bring him there so you can show his back tattoo of the state? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't get a map on my back anywhere. I mean, if there's some sort of update, I mean, Obama's going to put that light rail up there from Tampa to Orlando. I'm going to have to get that etched into my back. I don't want that. You know, that's not right. But I mean, you got three. You got three albums. You don't have three. You got three borderline albums on there, and two that definitely don't belong.
Right.
Well, no, I'm sorry. You got two that are borderline, and three that definitely don't belong right. on there. And then the rap sung, like, we're talking about these because they're not even going to get broadcast tomorrow.
Right.
To be honest with you. You got the rap sung category, which I think is just about finished after next year. Mm. And you got rap sung collaboration. You got Ego by Beyonce and Kanye West.
That wouldn't surprise me.
You got Knock You Down, Kanye West, Carrie Hilson, and Neo. You got Run This Town, Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West.
That's going to win. I don't have to. I'm not going to
go.
I'm not going to say why because I don't. No, this is the internet, so I don't want people to come chase me down and, you know, for spreading out, you know.
A false rumor?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Either a false rumor or something that is so true that as soon as I walk out the door, I get gunned down. So I let those particular people, you know, do their job, and I'll stay out of your way, you know what I mean? But we all know why that any Jay-Z song with Rihanna in it and Kanye West, you know.
No, you know what? I'm not going to let you perpetuate that lie on this show. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to suppress that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I understand you getting all prodigy on me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know it's you know, your mind, soul, and your body. Secret society.
Yeah, you know, those people, I mean, they try to keep their eye on me, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's not happening, you know what I'm saying? They probably right there, I should move from this window, you know what I mean?
Don't worry, it's a school across the street, you know, so don't worry about it. But let me give you the other two nominees, Dead and Gone, T.I. and Justin Timberlake.
Maybe,
and then I'm on a Boat. Lonely Island and T-Pain nominated for Rap Song. I think that's just their way of saying that this category is not going to be back next year. When the scrape around for five songs, that's one of the songs they have to pick. I mean, not to say that
I'm on a Boat is probably my favorite out of all of them.
That's a classic. That's a classic song. But I mean, you know, it's not. I mean, really, is that song any more silly than Always On Time? Let's keep it real.
Yeah, that's true. Always there when you call.
And then you got, okay, the best rap song, which I'm pretty sure goes to the writer. The nominees for that are best rap song, "Best I Ever Had" by Drake, which is barely a rap song. That should be in the R&B category. "Day and Night," which is also
that's not
an R&B song. "Dead and Gone Again," and DOA, and "Run This Town."
Once again, I ain't have to go into further detail. You know what I'm saying? But when, you know, people wear their, you know, their ugly horns, and so that's what happens. You know what I mean? You get nominated for certain things. You know, you get to make moves other people can't make. You know what I mean? You get to be successful. You know, when you shouldn't, especially when, you know, everything you do is based on something that's beneath everybody else. I mean, yeah, Sublimes. That's it.
I'm not gonna.
I mean, because we all know that they, you know, their nominations weren't heaven sent. I mean, yeah, I said it.
Wow. I'm gonna let you bury yourself right now. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if that camera on your laptop is functioning. I've seen
it functions, but it's off.
Yeah, sure it is. The one that's on my computer, the light flashes on sometimes, even when we're not using it. So you never know.
There's a light right there that usually that flashes on. Yeah.
All right. Let me give you the next one. Next nomination is for rap solo performance.
Uh-huh.
The nominees are "Best I Ever Had."
Uh-huh.
"Beautiful" by Eminem.
That's a good song.
DOA by Jay-Z. Huh. "Day and Night" by Kid Cudi. And "Casa Bay" by Mos Def.
Oh, okay.
Now I would give it to Mos Def. I think that's the best song out of that group. I mean, I refuse to give a Grammy to Kid Cudi.
Aren't these things just like popularity contests anyway?
Well, you know what? Not really. I mean, not as much as like the American Music Awards, I think those are actually voted on. Or even the Grammys are funny. I mean, I've quote unquote covered the Grammys for a few times. And really what winds up happening is that more often than not, they'll go for an artist that's established whose album hasn't really sold over the most popular song of the year. Like a couple of really big time songs have lost, you know, like I think a couple years ago, last year you had Paper Planes, you have Viva La Vida, you had a bunch of hits nominated and they lost to something that really wasn't popular. You know, Ray Charles, he won Album of the Year. Steely Dan won in 2001.
Question,
over.
Has a rap album still never won?
A rap album has never won Album of the Year. And, you know, College Dropout. No, Graduation was nominated and it should have won. But it went to I think Ray Charles. That was the year. You know, so yeah. Stuff that should win doesn't win. A lot of the time, 9 times out of 10, if you put an established artist in the same category as a newer artist, that the established artists will win. Like they get nominations for doing covers. They get for, you know, just for any bullshit that they do. If you've won Grammys, like the best way to guarantee that you're gonna win a Grammy is to have won a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Like once you get that one, you never know what'll happen to you. Your album could be trash and nobody could afford it, but you could win a bunch of Grammys and that'll help yourself. You know, like things aren't like they used to be. I mean, a few years ago, if you got a Grammy nomination, there was like a gap between the time the nominations came out. Kind of like now with the Oscars. Like right now, the nominations haven't come out yet. But between then and now, between then and the award show, you know, there'll still be movies coming out. But most of what you'll get is DVD sales for those releases. Or, I guess that kind of starts with the Golden Globes. But, you know, you get the release, you get the wins and the nominations and then the promotion for those. And that's what, pushes the sales. Right. With the Grammys, the nominations come in December, right before the holiday season. So then, you know, the push is for people to buy those albums.
Right.
But now, you know, it's not really, that's not really the case because nobody buys albums anymore.
No.
So, you know.
I still do. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, yeah, I buy them. I mean,
it depends, though. Yeah. It depends. It depends on who the artist is and their previous body of work, too.
You know? And if it's something, you know, and I've got a, if you got something like I have with the Zune, where they're practically giving away the music every month, you know, I wind up listening to a lot of music. But if I didn't have that, if somehow, for some reason, I lost this gift that Microsoft is giving me every month. You know, I don't know what I'd do. I remember before I had money, I had to listen to the radio and I had to snatch tracks off. I had to do a lot of things to get music. But now, you know, the access is so easy. I don't have to buy. And but the problem is, you know, now when I have as much access to music as I ever had, I don't like most of it.
Yeah, this, you can actually pick and choose. Now what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear off the album, and just take that part. Unfortunately, with some of the albums now, you end up with 2-3 songs.
What you think, and that's that.
Yeah.
Like this album, I don't understand like why. I mean, even old school hip hop heads should have bought this album. I mean, that should have been nominated more than
it could. It should have been nominated for this album. Should have been nominated for album of the year. I mean, that's the problem with these nominations are supposed to like stimulate, you know, discussion, because you go, well, this was good, but I think this was better. But the albums on that list, I can go, this was garbage, and anything else would have been better.
Yeah.
And what I have to say about this one, I don't think there's a song that somebody put out to promote an album that gave you a better idea of what you were going to hear than this album, right? Than this song right here. Because, you know, this song is another song, twisted around, and it's really good. Yeah. And even though the songs on Only Built for Cuban Links are original, you could put together Cuban Links 1 and 2 as a double album, shuffle the tracks, and you wouldn't know. You know, you might not know what was what. Yeah. And some people, you know, and some people can criticize that as not showing much growth, but when you, I don't want to hear Raekwon doing snap music.
No,
I don't want to hear Raekwon swag surfing. You know what I'm saying? If he's gonna rap about what he's gonna rap about, you know, sometimes it says something when you're doing what you're doing, and you do it really well,
and you're doing it consistently.
Yeah,
so, you know, so like the only thing, obviously, you know, was missing. Was, you know, what's that? Verbal intercourse too. We're like, yeah. Nas, but Nas never showed up. But then again, you know.
Oh. You know, well, sometimes you need to do a sequel, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the song just needs to be refreshed. And, you know, you just take it from there. So, you know, Chris, what do you think? How do you think this went?
I think things went pretty well. I mean, we covered a lot of topics. We spoke the truth, at least what we consider the truth.
The truth.
You know, and
that's truth with an F, with two Fs at the end.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, I set myself up to be shot up, you know, by the time I leave out of here.
I understand.
You know, so if you don't see me tomorrow, you know, hear from me, you know.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes that's the risk you have to take.
Well, at least you know what happened. You know, you see where I'm going. You know, you knew where I was taking it. But there was a lot of, you know, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are a direct reflection of what of what, you know, what we had to, you know, of us. You know, and
it's true.
That's important.
I'm back for you, man. I've been gone for a minute.
Talking about updating songs. But so we're going to leave you. I mean, this was hot, though. I had a good time talking with my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Going out there playing music. Talking about music. You know. Can't even continue talking with this garbage. But you want to talk about updates? Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is exclusive right here. Push it 2004.
Man.
Killer Cam, Jim Jones, 12.
There you go.
How gassed. I don't know. Yeah, man. But, you know, this was good. You know, Maybe we'll do a. We'll talk about Flo Rida's Grammy win.
Yeah. I guess we can do that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're low. Talking about boots with furs and oil clubs looking at her. Hitting the flow, getting low.
There's always something new in music. You know, we talk about a lot more next time.
Of course. I mean, we didn't really get to. I mean, we got to what we don't like, but we got to cover what we do like sometimes. I mean, it can't just all be negativity. We're not Starring Buckwall.
I can be back here next weekend. You know what I mean? Right, next Saturday.
Gonna bring the laptop,
of course.
All right, so we'll be over here and we'll get back to you next week. This is I guess we'll call it Music Slam Radio.
Yeah, that sounds good. Music Slam Radio.
And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Get your nails, sell that J.O. Strip clubs, make it rain. These thugs play the game, get bucks, say that game. After that, baby girl, hey, let's get some bugs. Love, don't rub, we finna hit the club. Oh, yeah, they dance, but a lap dance, they want it dub.
I ain't tripping.
You don't know near, axe trick, they love it dub. Bam, jam, cam, and a handstand.